This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, good morning, everyone. Austin Bechtold with you. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show, taking you until 1 o'clock. I am in for Bob today. Bob will be back with us on Monday on the Pomp and Joe Show, enjoying... Pomp is just so busy. I can't even keep track of where Pomp is today, but he's busy doing some great things. So good to be able to fill in for Bob today. And stick around after Bucko Talk. Austin Bechtold with you. We'll talk to Nick Faribault at the top of the hour at noon. We'll get his take on, man, everything going on in the world of Steelers. Chris Olave, enter the chat. He has been entered into the group chat of potential Steeler wide receivers as Adam Crowley made news yesterday. Crowley just tweeting out, Chris Olave. Pony took it and ran with it, saying that the Steelers are working on a deal for Chris Olave. Wow, that tweet got, about 8,000 likes. Couple million impressions. Chris Olave, Steelers, Saints, rumors. They have no quarterback. Derek Carr retired. They're hedging their bets on Tyler Shuck, the 26-year-old Louisville quarterback who might have some shades of Brandon Whedon, who was 28 when he came out and the Browns drafted him. Except that was, what, a first-round pick? I digress. New Orleans is a disaster. They are a tire fire. They need picks. But at the same time, would they be willing to trade a 24-year-old former first-round pick in Chris Olave in a good pick, 11th overall from Ohio State? We know Ohio State wide receivers typically work out. Would they be willing to trade that guy? He sounds like a building block for you if you're New Orleans. If you're the Steelers, sure, I would do it. Now, at the same time, what's the price for Chris Olave? Dynamic wide receiver. 1,000 yards his first year, 1,000 yards his second year. Was banged up this previous year. That could be one reason why the Steelers might not want him. Ross Jackson covers the team, covers the Saints out in New Orleans for Locked On, also for LouisianaSports.net. He tweets out yesterday, right before noon, Steelers traded a second and a sixth for DK Metcalf. I doubt the Saints would even entertain anything involving Olave for less than a second round pick. Chris Olave has had four concussions in his NFL career. One in his rookie year. One in his second year. Again, banged up with concussions last year. Season-ending injury in November due to a concussion. Now, the concussion issue's huge concern. Huge issue with Chris Olave. It's a problem. You cannot completely throw it out the window and take it for nothing. That's a problem. Now, at the same time, Sidney Crosby had a season-ending concussion, and he was able to fight his way back. Just because Chris Olave has had these concussions does not mean that he's not a worthy trade candidate. If I had the pick of the litter of these wide receivers, Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, Chris Olave, especially age-wise, Amari Cooper, problems with drops, he didn't fit into the offense in Buffalo. Chris Olave would be my pick. Really good college wide receiver, productive pro wide receiver with Derek Carr, who I don't think is that great of an NFL quarterback. Very unfortunate that he had to retire due to injury. At what, 33, 34 years old, had a chance to still be able to play, probably had a couple of good years in him. Not like playoff years or anything like that, but an average NFL quarterback. Almost won the MVP years ago with the Raiders. Chris Olave is the type of guy that you target. 24 years old. Yeah, he's coming off of an injury. Does that mean his value would be lower? You have to be concerned. Like, if he gets all checked out and your doctors approve him, how big of a concern are the concussions? Because that is a problem. A second round pick? A second round pick. And Ross Jackson in New Orleans saying, I doubt Pittsburgh is looking to cough that up after the DK Metcalf trade. A second round pick for Chris Olave. And they said that that would be anything less than a second. The Saints would probably be wanting a first-round draft pick for Chris Olave, their talented wide receiver. There is not a chance in hell that I would do that. Even though I like Olave, I think he's a productive receiver, you put him in a better offense than New Orleans, whatever they have going on down there with no offensive weapons, their running game is okay. Kamara's been, you know, a really good running back for them. Their offensive line is not what it used to be with Drew Brees. You take Chris Olave out of that poor situation in New Orleans. They have no primetime games. No one wants to watch the Saints, which I think is very unfortunate because when they had Drew Brees and Sean Payton, I really liked watching the Saints. Could you take Chris Olave out of that situation, put him here, and he'd be a good receiver? Who's throwing him the ball? Who is going to throw Chris Olave the ball? Maybe that should be the number one problem. The number one problem to address. Is Aaron Rodgers signing? We don't know. NFL schedule makers, do you know if Aaron Rodgers is signing? Nah, we asked the Steelers, and they couldn't really answer it for us. We don't know. We're not really sure. Mike North was on a podcast, and he was answering this. I think this was Kay Adams. Yeah, we don't really know.
You know as much as we know. Look, the last couple of years, Aaron Rodgers' first game with the Jets and then his second first game with the Jets, those were both in primetime windows. I think if we knew anything for certain, you might have seen a Steelers game in primetime in week one. We don't know anything more than you do. At worst, Steelers-Jets is Justin Fields against his old team. At best, it's Justin Fields and Aaron Rodgers playing against their former home. So the Steelers schedule obviously only gets more interesting if a future Hall of Fame quarterback decides to play, but they're still the Steelers. That coach has never had a losing season. They are always in the playoff chase down the stretch. Steelers-Packers still sounds like a football game. I don't think we overindulged on the Steelers. I think their record warrants some national television exposure and their national fan base. And look, those games only get more interesting if Aaron decides to play again. What do any of us know?
Well, what do you know? You also put the Jets as the first game of the year. You could have put like the Bears there. You could have put the Colts, you know, whatever somewhat irrelevant matchup you want to put week one. The Steelers have had some of those. They played Washington. They had the 49ers. I don't mean irrelevant, but like more outlandish. Like you're not putting like Steelers-Bills week one or Steelers-Lions week one. No, Steelers-Jets looks like an indication of, yes, Aaron goes back to New York. Justin Fields meets the Steelers. Revenge on our minds. Look at this. What could we have here? Now, you can't really sell the Jets in prime time without Aaron playing for the Steelers. So I think that they were trying to, you know, have their cake and eat it too with Green Bay later on in the year, week eight. The Steelers get Green Bay in week eight, primetime game at Acrisure Stadium. That just smells like, Aaron Rodgers will be here. But again, we don't truly know. So do you want Chris Olave here when you don't even have an answer on Aaron Rodgers? I would say yes, because he's 24. He's a young receiver you can build around. That's kind of why I think that they still got Metcalf with the unclear quarterback situation and still felt good trading off of Pickens. Metcalf, you have him for 5 years. Olave, you could keep this guy around for a while, pay him a decent amount of money. I don't think he's going to command Metcalf money. maybe 20. Can you pay Chris Olave $20 million if you wanted to do that? If you bring him in for a year and he stays healthy? Let me take a breath. I'm going a little bit too quick. I'm going a mile a minute. I am a DeLorean going 88 miles an hour right now. To travel into time and try to predict what a Chris Olave Steelers tenure would look like. But I'm not doing it for a second round pick. Hell no. A first round pick? No thanks. Pivot. Go somewhere else. That's kind of what Alan Saunders said, what Nick Faribault said, who will join us at noon, that the Steelers have inquired on Chris Olave. Crowley, great job by him to basically break this news first to where everyone confirmed it, seemingly like an hour, 2 hours after Crowley put it out there, and he was teasing a big scoop that he had. Good on Crowley for that. Is Chris Olave someone who can help solve these problems? I would probably rather, and again, I like Olave. I would do it for a third, especially if it was a compensatory third, or my own, because my own Steelers third round pick, I look at it two ways. If Mason's the quarterback, they win 6 or 7 games. If Aaron's the quarterback, they win 10 games. That's what I predicted with Pomp and Joe. We did a blind resume, like going game by game by game by game by game. Joe was at 8-8-1. Bob was at 10-6-1. They both predicted ties against Cleveland, of all teams. I guess I really shouldn't be saying much. I predicted a 13-9 Kenny Pickett returns to Pittsburgh Cleveland victory. Whatever reason, the Browns have the Steelers' number in one game a year. Typically, it's been in Cleveland. DTR beats them. Jameis Winston beats them. Whatever. I digress. That's like when little brother beats up on you and is just throwing punch after punch after punch. Little brother gets his own house. And this is not Baker Mayfield in his progressive commercial house. Punching on you and punching on you with quarterbacks that are just so inferior. DTR, Jameis Winston, where we're still hedging our bets and waiting on Aaron Rodgers to get here. Where now the speculation is thrown to Olave. I'd probably rather have Amari Cooper for a couple of bucks. Keenan Allen on a cheap deal in his mid-30s. If you have to give up that type of capital for Olave, sure, I'd love to have him, but you got to give up something to get him. And with 12 picks, the most that the Steelers would ever have in a 7-round draft, they're probably going to end up dealing one. I'd rather hold those right now, unless you can get Olave for a third. Compensatory pick would be great, but probably your own third to trade it, whatever. I'm not giving up a second-round pick. Hell no. Especially when if it's Mason Rudolph throwing him the ball. Like, they have screwed up this Aaron Rodgers situation to a T, where Aaron is still not here. And Olave is a banged-up wide receiver. I'd love to see him here. And again, like I said, comparing it to Sidney Crosby, just because he's had some concussion problems doesn't mean his career is completely over. Now, you have to be able to fully evaluate him before you would do the deal and feel comfortable with bringing him in. But for that price, no thanks. Especially because it might not be the right guy throwing him the football. Like, what are you trying to do this year, Steelers? 412-928-9370. I want your thoughts. Like, what are they doing this year? Kabali went on yesterday with Pony and said he thinks that it's going to be very soon. Very soon for Aaron Rodgers to finally sign. I love Kabali. We all like Kabali. Aaron Rodgers just continues to string this whole thing around. And one thing that I thought was interesting is Kabali said, I believe Aaron Rodgers will be a Steeler by the end of the month. So tick tock, tick tock. 2 weeks from now is the end of the month, May 31st. If I'm sitting here on May 31st, not talking about Aaron Rodgers being the starting quarterback of the Steelers and minicamp is rolling around, mandatory minicamp, yeah, we'll have some problems. Ian O'Connor, he wrote the book on Aaron Rodgers. His biography says that Rodgers' personal issues that he mentioned on McAfee will not keep him out much longer. Ian O'Connor expects Aaron Rodgers to be with the Steelers for the start of mandatory minicamp. Well, if that's the case, bring in one of these other receivers, whether it's Keenan Allen or Amari Cooper, or if you can get the Saints, if Omar Khan can pull off another trick, a rabbit out of his hat, a stunner, again, for the ages, like they pulled off the Chase Claypool deal to get Joey Porter Jr., get a second-round pick for a wide receiver who was demanding music at practice and would show up and occasionally play well, but would also be a headache off the field. You can get a second for him. You got a third for Pickens, who some people in the league were laughing at you for wanting to trade for. Like, not a chance in hell we trade for George Pickens. And now it's Dallas the one pointing fingers to get a third-round pick. Okay, I think that's going to be a decent third-round pick. Maybe you flip Dallas's pick to the Saints. Maybe you flip your own pick to the Saints, which could end up being a middling pick. But I'm not doing it for a first, a second. Hell no, when you got to draft a quarterback. I think New Orleans is right to ask for that. But Metcalf's a better receiver, and you give up a second for him. Olave is a good receiver, but has injury concerns, significant concerns, after missing the final 2 months with concussions, four concussions in his NFL career. I like Olave, but for that price, no thanks. Back off. Move in another direction. 412-928-9370. Whew. As I take another breath, we're rolling so far, and you can chime in on fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can tweet me at Austin R. Bechtold, at Austin R. Bechtold on Twitter. You can also tweet us at 937TheFan. Also, your texts are rolling in. I see them. We'll read some of them on the fan text line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's hear from you coming up next. Kabali puts a percentage on Aaron Rodgers signing. How big of a percentage is it? And is Aaron Rodgers better than Mason Rudolph? I heard this yesterday, and it's something that just completely drove me up a wall. And it's the point of, like, what are you watching? And you can make the argument in either regard, in either aspect for this argument. But what are you watching regards to, is this guy better than Aaron Rodgers? Let's discuss. Up next, Austin Bechtold with you. It's the Bob Pompiani Show on the Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Chris Olave, ESPN and Fox, thanks for those clips. 93.7 The Fan and the Pittsburgh Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase presented by Sheetz. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team. And 93.7 The Fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Olave in the news as Adam Crowley broke it yesterday. The Steelers engaged in some talks with the Saints on Chris Olave, but I mean, the engagement in that was really not much. It was basically like when you're walking down the street and you see somebody and you just kind of give like a little casual wave, kind of the extent of the engagement, as Nick Faribault, who will join us in just about half an hour, put out there on social media. Source: the Steelers have called the Saints about Olave and they're interested, but they don't expect much to happen here. So what Nick is basically hearing is, yeah, there was a conversation, there was a discussion, there were some rumors that were circulating yesterday, but as the Steelers are interested in him, they're just kind of just doing their due diligence. That's pretty much the extent of this entire thing. And as a result, as the Steelers would love to acquire his talents and doing their due diligence to check in, one thing that Nick Faribault points out is also that he missed 8 games due to concussions last year. Olave, really good player when he can stay on the field. Rookie year, 15 games. He only started 9 of them. He caught 72 balls for over 1,000 yards, 1042 to be exact, 4 touchdowns. 11 starts, 16 games for New Orleans in 2023. Why is he not starting every single game for an offense that is not very good? 5 touchdowns, 1,100 yards. He caught 87 passes. Very productive wide receiver with Derek Carr. He had 138 targets that season. Now, he did have a little bit of a downturn with shaky quarterback play. Derek Carr hurt. Played the first 8 games. Missed the final rest of the way for New Orleans. 44 targets, 32 catches, 400 total yards. He averages, he's a 13 yard per game, or per catch, I should say, receiver. Only 1 touchdown last year. And he's a real threat. Of 22 of his 32 catches were for first downs last year. Like, he is a guy who moves the chains, is productive, a guy that you want in your building. Young, just 24. But the injury concerns are too much, and I would still do it despite the injury concerns, but that's only if you're getting good value. And trading a second round pick is not good value. Here is Troy in Mount Washington. What's up, Troy?
Back, Joel. What's up, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. So had to kind of check Pony on this yesterday, and I'm kind of just hearing like kind of the same things coming from you today, a little bit about the Aaron Rodgers situation. This is how I look at it, okay? So we perceive as the media and the fan base and the public that Aaron Rodgers has not told the Steelers anything, that he has not had a conversation with Rooney and Tomlin, and they've kept it close that, hey, you know, I'm going to come back before OTAs. We're just under the assumption and holding on to this fact that Aaron Rodgers is not here, and I think this is more of a us blowing this up. Could you not see that possibly as an avenue that Aaron Rodgers sat with, you know, Tomlin and Rooney, and he said, listen, man, I just don't want to answer any questions about the offseason this year. I don't want them to ask me about Arthur Smith or the playbook or what they're going to do with George Pickens or how about they're signing a DK or what they do in the draft.
You're talking about Rodgers.
I just don't want to be bothered. Yes, I just don't want to be bothered with any NFL questions in my offseason. Yes, he's still a topic. Yes, people are still talking about him. But, and you know, he's not obligated to talk to the media right now about his situation. But if he were playing for the Steelers and all the things that the Steelers have going on right now, people would be criticizing him for not spending time with his teammates, for not answering questions about what the Steelers want to do with their future or what they think they're going to do this year. I find it very probable that they have sat down and had a conversation, that each side knows, hey, I'm signing before OTAs. When it's time to get down to football business, I'm going to be answering all the football questions. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be locked in. But until then, let's just keep this on hush so people aren't asking me questions during my office.
Well, I mean, think about this. Think about this, though, Troy. I mean, he went on the McAfee show not that long ago and basically addressed everything. So he already is talking about it.
So have they talked? This is the difference, though, that I was trying to explain to Pony. Are they talking, or are they asking Aaron Rodgers general questions, or are they asking him about the Pittsburgh Steelers franchise? Because if he were playing for us and he would have signed for us, he would be obligated to answer questions about what we think about our team. What do you think about DK? How'd you feel about giving up George? What'd you think about the defense? How do you think about Jaylen Warren? What are how Arthur Smith is going to call the plays? He is avoiding all the talk of the Pittsburgh Steelers organization and what they're doing right now, which obviously we're talking about a wide receiver one day, trading George Pickens the other, a quarterback the other. There's so many things that we're discussing right now with the Steelers that he would have to discuss as well if he were to already sign with us.
Yeah, I mean,
so
he did talk He did talk about Metcalf on the McAfee show. He talked about how he likes Pittsburgh, how he likes Tomlin. He did address some of that. I don't think he would be required for a press conference. Like, let's say he signed tomorrow. I don't think there would be a required press conference for him. Maybe I'm wrong, and I don't know the protocols well enough. But I would imagine that he would just not sign until camp, or he would talk until camp.
Do you think that if he signed tomorrow, that there would be more of a national push of when is Aaron Rodgers going to get in there and meet his teammates? When is Aaron Rodgers going to learn the playbook? When is all that talk would now start and pick up? And the Pat McAfee, you got to take that as an outlier, man. That's not someone of the media asking him. That's a friend of his that he has been on his show religiously, weekly. He has him a direct question about George Pickens. If there's one person in the entire world that Aaron Rodgers is going to get some publicity to and some media questions to, and he did it only one time because that's all he wanted to do to his friend, is Pat McAfee. I don't think you can compare McAfee to everybody else in the world and all the NFL insiders.
Let me ask you this, Troy.
Asking him questions.
Do you think that Aaron Rodgers would be more honest with Pat McAfee or to the media that he just doesn't know? I feel like he was decently honest with everything and upfront on the McAfee show. Like, I think that he would be more open to answer then.
I think this is what the big misconception that people think. I think that Pat McAfee, the friend of Aaron Rodgers, already knows what's going on. They've discussed it, but media friendly, but putting it out on national television, when you're friends with somebody, you go over the questions you're going to ask. You know I'm not going to blow up your story, and maybe, just maybe, when it is time for me to come out and I am going to sign, I'll give you that heads up a day before, and McAfee breaks the story. There's a lot of ways around McAfee only asking him questions that him and Aaron are completely comfortable about, rather than McAfee drilling him on his show. That's not going to happen.
So
McAfee knows he's a friend of the show.
I want to make sure I have everything what you're saying right here, Troy. So you're saying that, like, when he gets to Pittsburgh, when he does eventually sign, that we're going to get all the answers to this when, what, the local media ends up asking him all this, and he'll be more upfront than when he was on other interviews?
He does it. Him, Tomlin, and Rooney have a discussion about when he is going to sign and when he is going to play. In Aaron Rodgers' mind and Mike Tomlin's mind and Rooney's mind, that's all that matters. When he signs, he's going to be talking about the future and moving forward. He's not going to be talking about, oh, so what were you doing in those 2 months that you didn't sign? Those questions aren't going to come. People are going to be happy that he's there, excited for what's going on in the future, and it's not going to be months ahead of time that people get to ask him questions. When they're asking him questions, he's at OTAs. He's throwing balls. He's learning the playbook. He is in the rhythm of the NFL. Right now, he's out of it, and he doesn't want to answer these dumb questions. And as an NFL legend, as an NFL Hall of Famer who is retiring and finishing out his career in the next 2 years, does he deserve it? Sure. I think him and the Steelers organization are on the same page.
Troy, good call. Always appreciate talking to you. I do think that we have a lot of really good media people around here that ask questions, ask good questions, including our own Jeff Hathorn. Somebody is going to ask, like, Aaron, what were you doing? Like, why did it take so long for you to be able to sign with this team? And we'll continue to take your calls and your thoughts at 412-928-9370 if you would like to chime in on this. I'm sure that Troy has stoked the fire for a lot more of you to want to talk about this. That is one thing where I think we're definitely going to get the answer to. Like, Aaron, why did you just sit in Malibu? Like, what was going on? What was it with your personal situation? And if you don't want to talk about it, fine. But what was the big holdup as to why, whatever was going on there, like, there's no, you would not be in the Steeler building right now. We could give you the playbook. I don't think they've given it to him yet. But basically, a lot of these questions could be answered right now with Rodgers. Like, if he signs tomorrow, and I don't think that do we really need to know his thoughts on George Pickens right now? Like, is there a difference if we know it now compared to mandatory mini camp if he speaks, or training camp or anything like that, and we get the answers then compared to now? I just want him to sign so that it's done, so that we don't have to put up with this anymore. Like, just so that it's over with. Like, Ian O'Connor, his publicist, or his the guy that wrote his biography, really, Ian O'Connor, incredible writer, told Pony that he thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to sign pretty soon, and it's basically going to be what Cabali said, a done deal. Cabali put it at a 99.9% chance that this thing happens. And look, people that compare Mason Rudolph to Aaron Rodgers, this is a different team with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback compared to Mason Rudolph. I mean, think about what Mason did last year, winning two games with the Titans, one that was in overtime against New England. He did beat a bad Miami team, 9 of 17, though, for 85 yards, 53% completion rate. He threw 9 touchdowns and 9 picks last year. They lost to Indy. They lost to lowly Jacksonville, who was awful last year. They lost to Houston. They lost to the Bengals. His best game last year, statistically, passing yardage-wise, 52-14 blowout in Detroit. 266 yards. He threw 2 picks. He threw 3 picks in a 38-30 game against Indy. Those are the two highest passing yard performances from Mason. Their win against New England, he was good. 240 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Let's not convince ourselves. Let's not try to say that Mason Rudolph, just based off of a 3-game sample size, acting as the backup goalie, coming in late in the year to try to save the season, what he did was very good that game that he played against Seattle. Very good that game that he played late in the year against what the Ravens JV team. And he went to Buffalo and, you know, they were outmatched, partly due to the quarterback. I thought Mason was okay. Yes, he got him there. We can admit that Mason did a really good job of guiding the Steelers out of the depths of where Kenny's injury put them and Mitch Trubisky just not being an NFL franchise, not being an NFL starting quarterback. We can admit that Mason Rudolph had a good stretch in those 3 games, but also admit that what he had shown previously, not good enough to be a starter. Why are we trying to convince ourselves that Aaron Rodgers, a 4-time MVP that can still sling it, that was playing behind a crap offensive line, that at times, and again, that's not a good offense, that was a dysfunctional team. Was a lot of it due to Aaron Rodgers and the dysfunction that was brought there, and maybe wanting Robert Saleh out, bringing his own offensive coordinator in? Yes. Will Aaron Rodgers have power with the Steelers? Yes, but I don't think it's like Woody Johnson handing the keys to the Maserati over to Aaron Rodgers and saying, just don't crash it for us. It's going to be a little bit different with Rodgers here. It would be. It wouldn't be the full control of the Jets. Yes, he'll have some control, but I still think that he can sling it and still play for one more year to either do one of the following. Win them 10-11 games, win a playoff game. That takes the stigma of 8 years away. Or they're just flat out awful. I mean, that's not the right way to put it. Flat out awful would be like winning 2, 3, 4 games. I don't think they're that team regardless of what happens. But let's say maybe they're a team that gets banged up. Maybe Aaron Rodgers does not get through the season. Maybe they end up having a San Francisco type of year. That positions yourself to draft a quarterback. I don't see the upside with Mason. I think they're a 6 or 7 win team with Mason, and they're a 10 win team with Aaron Rodgers. Veteran that I think would have some audible power at the line of scrimmage. Maybe it's not the full range of power. We know that Mike Tomlin has handicapped and has handcuffed Ben at the end of his career, which Starkey's very adamant about. And the same thing with Russell Wilson, the Arthur Smith offense, they didn't let him cook. Mike Tomlin really wants Aaron Rodgers, or else they would not be doing this waiting game with Aaron. They would have probably drafted a quarterback a lot higher than Will Howard in the 6th round. More than likely, they would have. But Mike Tomlin is hedging all of his bets. He's putting all of his eggs in his Easter basket towards Aaron Rodgers. This is what he wants. And I don't really think that, you know, the messaging with Aaron Rodgers is necessarily going to change significantly. if he signs now compared to when it's going to be. I just want it to happen now so that he can get in there and learn the playbook. Start throwing around with some of the guys. Be at mandatory minicamp. I don't want to see him in Egypt or, you know, doing ayahuasca in, where does he do that at? Costa Rica. So I do think it's a difference, and that's why I'm irritated. I'm frustrated over this, but that's why I'm okay just kind of holding it out for Aaron to get here, because what are your other options? And that's why, like, if you trade for Olave and you give up a second-round pick, if you had Aaron or a viable quarterback, yeah. Like, if you had a more viable quarterback than Aaron Rodgers, if you had a, like, if this was Buffalo, Josh Allen, if this was Kansas City, Mahomes, if this was Baltimore, Lamar, Burrow, Hurts, Herbert, those type of guys, I'd be much more willing to give up that pick. Those are also much more complete rosters. Kansas City, maybe not as much. But right now, you did that for Metcalf. I would not even give up more. And Rodgers, a lot of people don't like him because of his off-the-field things. I try not to pay much attention to that. I try to focus just, what are you doing on the field? And I still think that he could sling it a little bit. And Mason, I think, is a career backup where if he gets a full year, if he gets 10, 12, 13 games, even that, signs are going to be shown that he's just not able to do it. 412-928-9370. We will hear from you continuing up next. And also, what Ryan Clark had to say about Mike Tomlin. I really wish we had some positivity to talk about. And look, I like Derek Harmon a lot. I think he's going to be a good player for them. Roman Wilson, I'm getting more and more optimistic about. I don't think he's a two, but can he be a three for them? Can he break out for them this year? Can he take a step up, which I think they're banking on him to do? At 412-928-9370. Can we find some positives in this? Because Ryan Clark, he picked out all the bad. And I don't think he's necessarily wrong in his assessment. 412-928-9370. Austin Bechtold with you. It's the Bob Papiani Show on a Saturday as we approach second base. Halfway home on the Bob Papiani Show with Nick Faribault of Penn Live joining us in 15 minutes on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day mega sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Do you yell at the radio while listening to us because you think you can do better? I'm sure there are some people out there that think that this is the case. Well, we have an opportunity for you to try and prove it. Come out to the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department on Thursday, June 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. and take part in our Next Up on the Fan talent search. We're going to multiple locations this summer to try to find the next top post in Pittsburgh. We'll pick two winners from each location we go to, and one final winner will be the newest part-time talent added to our roster. For more information, including dates and locations, you can visit 937thefam.com. Some positive things, we'll just throw them out there, like TJ Watt, Hall of Famer, one of the greatest Steelers of all time, is still on the roster. And, you know, the unfortunate thing about that is still looking for a contract. I do think that the Steelers will end up getting a deal done with him. You still have Cam Hayward, one of the main faces on the Steelers defense of the 21st century, a Walter Payton Man of the Year award winner. But one thing that really does frustrate me is something that was touched on by Ryan Clark. You know, where is this team going with Mike Tomlin? He said this on First Take with, you know, we'll get to it coming up, basically about Mike Tomlin and what's his future look like here. But basically, it's not bright. It's also something where has Tomlin just gotten a stale message, similar to what some people were saying with Mike Sullivan. But first, here's Tony in Butler. What's up, Tony?
How are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
I'm good. Here's what I think's going on, Austin. Obviously, him and the Steelers had a few talks before he came here for that six-hour visit. I don't think there's any way they spent 6 hours trying to come to an agreement about money. I believe that he was telling them he doesn't want to come to minicamp. He doesn't want to do the OTAs. He wants to be able to audible. And if he does sign, I believe he's going to wait long enough that he doesn't have to do any of that.
So you think that he ultimately just wants to skip out on all of it, basically tell the Steelers, like, yeah, I'll probably end up being here, but just doesn't want to go through any of that, what he would consider unnecessary parts of being a part of the team. Like, I think he would want to be here because it's a new team. It's a new organization. It's not like the Jets where he gets to skip out on it. He was already there in the organization for a full year. He should want to be here to get to know everyone, know the system, get accustomed to the city. At least that's my opinion, Tony.
So, Austin, I know he didn't go to camp the first year with the Jets. Did he do it last year?
He had the Egypt trip that I know a lot of people were talking about where he missed. I don't know if it was mandatory mini camp. He missed. There was something that he missed that was like a significant detriment in the eyes of many, and he got crushed in the media for. And I appreciate the call, Tony, where basically, you know, he was thrown to the wolves for not being there and not being able to learn with his new teammates and stuff like that and go through everything. So overall, kind of a situation where, look, we remain in limbo. We remain waiting. We remain at the poach for Aaron Rodgers to show up to the perch and just kind of waiting on him. It's unfortunate, but, I mean, what other options are there for the Steelers? Just go with Mason and hope? Just hope that this season can become something salvageable, unless you are somebody who thinks that they...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.